supporters in an after March rally. A lot of high school, college age adults coming out outraged by the conditions we're living under.
And very soon, as many of us as can make it, we'll go to this Unitarian church and have more of an organizing meeting. But let's take some time to actually speak out about what you saw, how you felt, why it mattered, and have your voice be heard amongst friends, because we are all on the same side on this question.
That's right.
So again, even if you don't think of yourself as a person who speaks in public, consider we are speaking for millions today. And it matters that there was a force out there today to show the world that this is a two-sided fight.
That's right.
Not a one-sided fight. So I want to invite anyone and everyone who wants to come up and speak about what they saw and what they experienced and why it matters.
So I saw my grandpa on the other side.
Coming up right around here if they want to speak. week. That's lovely and beautiful. You can do that too.
Hi, my name is Deborah, and I was really not in the mood to come today. I thought, you know, I've done that for years. Let the young people do it. And I'm really happy to see that the young people are doing it. I got pregnant by mistake in 1976 when I was 19 years old. Decision was easy and the process was easy. It was no big deal. There was no one around me who was saying it was a big deal or it was wrong or it was immoral. It was just a thing that happened. You were young, you were sexual, you didn't want to have be pregnant or have a baby. It was
a very simple thing. But a few weeks or months after that happened, I read in the paper that they passed a federal law that said women on Medicare could not be covered for abortion, and I was furious. It's called the Hyde Amendment.
Yeah. Fuck the Hyde Amendment.
It's gotten bigger and bigger, and it really, it's the biggest thing. I mean, abortion is still legal, but so the Hyde Amendment and so many other things, as I'm sure you know, keeps women who need abortions from getting them.
That's right.
Or getting them when, you know, on a timely basis or without jumping through a million hoops that nobody should have to do. Well, shortly after that, I moved to San Francisco, and I found this organization called the Committee to Defend Reproductive Rights. It doesn't exist anymore by that name, but there's the Women's Access, Women's Health Rights Coalition that still does. And I joined that organization, and we decided to do a media campaign. We talked about putting a giant billboard over the Bay Bridge. We talked about a lot of things. We ended up having bus signs. And all the expert told us that, oh, you can't say abortion, you have to say pro-choice or planned pregnancy or, you know, motherhood is wonderful, but only when you choose it, all this stuff. And we said, no, we want the word abortion.
Yeah.
That's right.
We had a group of different women, all of whom had abortions, different ages, different races, different ethnicities, and we had a picture of them and said, abortion will be against the law unless we do something now. And then said all of us, referring to the women and referring to the need for all of us to get out there. And that's kind of the end of my story, but this has been going on for a long time. We've lost a lot.
Yeah.
We lost a lot in part because for my age group and people who came after me, abortion was just no big deal. And I'm glad to see people out here, especially young people, women and men, you know, carrying this on because, you know, I'm sure, you know, I'm way past that age, but I bet you can still pretty easily, if you have the funds, get an abortion in San Francisco, but it's not like that in most of the country. Thank you. All right, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
It's getting cold out here.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you guys what we did earlier today. The group Femin USA started in the Ukraine and we brought it to the US. We were there at their speaker event.
Right on.
And David Delyden, if you don't know who that is, he made those fraudulent videos that attacked Planned Parenthood and led to talk of defunding Planned Parenthood. It led to literal attacks and murders against women at Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs, and we weren't going to let that happen. So Femin showed up. Actually, I want to give a shout out to John who got us some volunteer vests to make us blend in. And we got up next to the barricades, and when he came on, we ran and threw a bunch of fake subpoenas, and unfortunately, we got dragged off before we could make it onto the stage, but we were loud as fuck.
Woo!
Yeah. Yes! Yeah, so keep an eye out for those pictures, and David Delyden is getting sued by Planned Parenthood, so let's watch that piece of shit go down. Yeah. Yeah.
is currently being held in jail for her miscarriage. This shit is not okay. And I'm so happy to see everybody here that's standing up for women's rights.
That's right.
Thank you. Hello there.
Mills College in the house. Say that.
No? Okay, here. I wanted to read this poem by Marge Piercy, one of my favorite poets, and it's called Right to Life, but it is, of course, about our right to life. A woman is not a pear tree thrusting her fruit in mindless fecundity into the world. Even pear trees bear heavily one year and rest and grow the next. A woman is not a basket you place your buns in to keep them warm, not a brood hen you can slip duck eggs under, not the purse holding the coins of your descendants till you spend them in wars, not a bank where your genes gather interest and interesting mutations in the tainted rain any more than you are. You plant corn and you harvest it to eat or sell. You put the lamb in the pasture to fatten and haul it in to butcher for chops. You slice the mountain in two for a road and gouge the high plains for coal, and the waters run muddy for miles and years. Fish die, but you do not call them yours unless you wish to eat them. Now you legislate mineral rights in a woman. You lay claim to her pastures for grazing. Fields for growing babies like iceberg lettuce. You value children so dearly that none ever go hungry. None weep with no one to tend them when mothers work. None lack fresh fruit. None chew lead or drink lead in Flint, Michigan.
That's right.
Or cough to death, and your orphanages are empty. Every noon, the best restaurants serve poor children steaks. At this moment, at 9 o'clock, a partera is performing a tabletop abortion on an unwed mother in Texas who can't get Medicaid any longer. In 5 days, she will die of tetanus, and her little daughter will cry and be taken away. We are all born of women. In the rose of the womb, we suckled our mother's blood, and every baby born has a right to love, like a seedling to sun. I will choose what enters me, what becomes flesh of my flesh. Without choice, no politics, no ethics lives. I am not your cornfield, not your uranium mine, not your calf for fattening, not your cow for milking. You may not use me as your factory. Priests and legislators do not hold shares in my womb or my mind. This is my body. If I give it to you, I want it back. My life is a non-negotiable demand.
Yeah.
Woo! That's right.
Did you write that?
Beautiful. No. Thank you, Laura.
Oh, I didn't
love
that.
It. Love Marge Piercy, too.
Okay. I got it.
If you want to send a message that your body's not a factory, let me hear you say, hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Okay. I want to hear real quick. Definitely more people will speak. I want to hear where people are from. San Francisco? Okay, if you're not from San Francisco, shout it out. Hey, all right. Okay. I heard a couple. I also want to say this woman right here in the purple hat is coming around to recruit you into Stop Patriarchy. You should let her do that. Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me? Hi, I'm Alex, and I'm here because of Stop Patriarchy. I went to an awesome concert, and I walked outside to go and smoke, and there's this booth, and it really inspired me. I am a feminist, and I have several heroes, but my mom and my father are heroes. My mom passed away in 2005. My dad's still alive. When my mother told me about her abortions when I was a child and I did not understand, hence I was in Catholic school as well. I love you guys and continue this movement. We can't just write on Facebook how we feel and have a lack of intimacy in this digital age. We need to embrace each other. We need to talk. We need to have women's groups. We need to have communities. We need to have art shows. We need to show the world what we can do. And all you men out there, you guys are fucking amazing. It is fucking incredible. I mean, I don't mean to be weird, but it is a turn-off. Like, really? Men and women's rights? I mean, my kid's dad, when I tell him I'm a feminist, he's like, why? And then I just end the conversation because he's an idiot. But anyways, I'm a mother of two, and I had to be a mother because I could not afford abortion. I couldn't afford it. I did not have insurance. And at that time, I didn't know what to do. I was way too young. And one of my children are not with me, and I wasn't ready. And she's not in my custody, and it's really fucking sad. She's 5 years old, she looks exactly like me, she's beautiful. And I just get to hear about her. And now I have to endure this pain that her mom's allegedly dead from the foster parents. And it's really fucking sad. So I made that choice to have her, and now I have a son. But if I'm in this predicament again, when it's rough and hard, and I don't have a job, I don't have a car, I'm gonna get a fucking abortion.
That's right.
And I don't really fucking care. You know why? Because I love all you guys. Thank you.
Where in the desert are you from?
Watch your